Senior Story, How to Save a Life. Chapter 1, Pet Palace. "It's time to go, Bella," Mom shouted for the third time. "Okay, okay," Bella replied. "I just have to catch one more fox, then..." "Got him! Okay, I'm coming." At 10 years old, maybe Dad should start teaching you about how to catch real foxes on the property that keep attacking our chickens, rather than absorbing yourself in catching Minecraft foxes. "And look, now we're going to be at least a half hour late to Pet Palace," Mom said. "Well, you should have called me earlier. I'm trying to build a fox army so I can fight off more enemies." "Bella, you're going to have to cut your time on Minecraft if you intend to be the owner of a dog, especially a puppy. Remember our agreement. 2 months trial period, and then we will make a final decision if the dog can stay." "I'm not giving up Minecraft," Bella mumbled to herself. Mom pulled into the parking lot of Pet Palace USA, which was hosting the puppy adoption event that day. It was packed. She found a space in the far corner, and they hurried over to the penned area where all the cute furry pups were surrounded by kids and parents interacting with them, each hoping to find that perfect new member of their family. Bella scanned the pen, searching for the young border collie she had picked out a few days ago. At that time, the puppies were receiving their final health checkups at the local dog rescue before the event.
"Be sure to come early to get the puppy you want," the rescue worker had told them. "They go fast at these events."
"Do you see him, Mom?" asked Bella. "That's the one I wanted. He crawled up on my lap and followed me the rest of the time we were there. He can't be gone." But he was gone. Mom saw the family with the squirming collie puppy in the arms of a young boy, trotting off to their car, all smiles. She put her arm around Bella, directing her gaze toward the car. When the puppy saw her, he gave a little yelp. Bella's eyes flooded with tears. She was heartbroken.